Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Red Badgero. Batting second, the center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting third, the left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Fred Schulte. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting eighth, the catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dick Kaufman. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Kaufman. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the first baseman, Johnny Whatwood. Batting second, the shortstop, Greg Mulivey. Batting third, the right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Red Barnes. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Blondie Ryan. Batting eighth, the catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Red Badgero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgero hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulivey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up towards short. Mulivey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Mulivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulivey hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion takes first base on ball 4. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 0 for 1 in the game. Badgerow hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Kaufman moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive towards first. Whatwood reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a pop-up towards short. Malivi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons bunts towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Metzler picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Metzler. Lyons goes all the way around to score. Whatwood moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0 for 1 in the game. Malivi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball towards right. Fothergill settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Fothergill. Kress moves to second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ryan fields it and has Kress trapped. There's the throw to Cecil, who tags Kress for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schult. The throw from Tate and he is out, Cecil applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-1 in the game. Barnes hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cecil. The throw from Mannion and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mannion hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaufman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ryan fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Rourke moves to second. Two outs. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 0-for-2 in the game. Badgerow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Whatwood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a line drive into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ryan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0-for-2 in the game. Malivi hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shultz is 0-for-2 in the game. Shultz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ryan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-2 in the game. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. Tate strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mannion hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaufman bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Mannion moves to second. One out. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 0-for-3 in the game. Badgerow hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-3 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0-for-3 in the game. Malivi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ryan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up towards third. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0 for 3 in the game. Shult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 1, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.